Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah. But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
This trailer for
sale?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants.
Super nice.
I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Reverse it.
3-bed, 2-bath.
Okay. Gotcha.
$10,000.
That's a great price.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Crimson Corn Podcast. I'm the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm... And I'm Jay.
I was going to see how long I could do it before you'd say something.
Once I realized you were just going to keep going, I was let you go.
And we're going to do just a review, catch up, read some reviews. Because this past weekend, we had an amazing event.
Right. It was our live show with famous... author,
handsome
homeowner, a great swimmer.
He is fantastic.
Great presenter. Can add that to the list.
Yeah.
Speaker, great speaker.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? It's great guy overall.
Amazing person.
There you go. Just sunshine. What was that?
Nothing.
Oh boy. You're trying to load up something for this episode?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you might want to turn that thing.
I just turned it down. Oh, I was house shopping.
Okay. But Michael Thompson, author Michael Thompson, came to Ada, Ohio, our hometown, for our live show, Monsters and UFOs, or Sea Monsters and UFOs.
Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Well, yeah, you knew, but you were there.
Was I?
I think so.
Oh, good.
For the most part. But yeah, we had our live show with Michael. It was awesome. It went really well. We want to thank everyone that came out to see us and enjoy the show. Gosh, I guess we could go down the list, but just all of our members and Patreon members that were... Actually, I think they were all Patreon members for the most part.
I think so.
Yeah, that came to see us and see Michael and have this wonderful experience with us. It was fun. Oh, gosh, what do you want to start with it?
I mean, just you start. We had a fun time.
Well, yeah, obviously it was a fun time. Very informative. A lot of informative information was handed out this past weekend. But, I mean, our live shows are interactive. It's something we get to do. It's just like our podcast, but in person with visual aids. And you can ask questions in the middle of it. You don't have to wait to the end to comment your questions. You can ask us real time. So that's what makes the live shows fun and worth going to, in my opinion. And we like just talking to you guys directly rather than having to wait for a comment that something we talked about a week earlier to respond to. So it's fun. It's fun to do in real time. I highly recommend if we're in your area, which we plan on adding new live shows for next year, a lot more to the Gambit around the country. So stay tuned.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's a surprise to me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I do this to you. You don't do it to me.
We have things planned all around the world.
Gosh.
Well, that's in the future.
Yeah.
full of potential.
I have the list pulled up.
Oh, okay, cool.
Brian and his brother.
Yes, thank you guys for showing up.
Jake and Leah.
Jake and Leah, always a pleasure.
Ron and Spencer.
Corn Shirt and Father.
Cotter and Alex.
Our speakers at Bigfoot Jamboree, too.
Mm-hmm. Jeff and Emmy.
Jeff and Emmy.
And their son.
Yes. What's his name again?
I can't remember off the top of my head. Me either. We didn't talk ever.
I know. Well, we went and visited them before our show the day before. They were hanging out at the campground, so it's a few miles down the road from our house.
Mm-hmm. Steven.
Steven. It came with our friends, Peyton and Bailey.
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
So, and which is next? Peyton and Bailey.
Squirrel and Raccoon.
Gary and Kelly. Thanks for making the journey to come see us. Always a pleasure.
That we had, a lot of fun with them.
Yes.
And then Riley.
And
I think his friend's name was Connor.
That might be right. I know I talked to them extensively. Oh gosh, why am I? I'm picturing your face.
I think it was Connor.
I'm picturing your face, but I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yes, because you're new, so it's hard for the names to stick. But you're with Riley. We remember you. Thanks. I enjoyed our conversations, and thank you for coming out and. Having a new mind opening experience listening to our presentation about organic UFOs.
Oh, good. Glad they enjoyed it.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, we had fun. I thank you everyone that came out to experience it. Enjoyable turnout. Just always a great crowd with you guys, all of you guys.
It's always fun. We look forward to it.
It's like family now. And yeah, I was really impressed with... I enjoyed Michael's presentation.
Yeah, I've never seen Michael present.
Right.
And I was very interested to see what it was going to be about. And it was really, really cool.
The process of which turning cryptid stories and cryptid sea monsters into working them into a fictional story and still retaining like the actual elements of the actual cryptids. But making them into a fun through-line story his process of how he did that is fun.
What do you call it? The keyhole method?
The keyhole method. Basically, you put a little pin or a pinhole method.
Pinhole.
Imagine covering your entire story, your entire idea with like a tarp and then poking a pinhole-sized hole and looking through that at the story and... writing it through that perspective. So you only see in certain parts, but the rest of the story is all there, but you kind of let the reader put it together in their own mind. Basically saying more with less.
Yeah.
He was explaining how that effective technique works with writing and how to connect with audiences and world build and character build.
It was really cool because it's
really informative.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And then seeing his concept art too.
Yes. The first sketch and then how it changes as he does stuff.
Right, to the final form. All that stuff you don't see that makes it into the book, all that building up to the final product was interesting and neat to see. And it was worth watching for me. I would go see him again.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Absolutely. So yes, and that's Michael pretty much covered his Winslow Hofner series. I mean, that was the basis of his Sea Monster talk. Because that's what those books are about, Winslow Hofner. Sailing the high seas and going after these legends in the ocean deep.
In the deep.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What else? Oh, you had special drinks at the bowling alley. Atmospheric jelly and the Kraken.
And the Kraken drinks, yes.
Who sold more?
You know, I don't know.
I think it was the jelly.
I might have to ask the bartender.
I've seen a few Krakens out there, but I think it was the jelly.
It could have been. I don't know. We'll get a I'll get a final tally and report back next week.
We'll get a count.
That's right. Yeah. But yeah. No. Those were fun. Yeah. I made custom menus for the whole thing. That was fun.
Oh, the menus were fun.
Everyone seemed to really enjoy that. But shoot. Yeah. Putting together our next event will be a lot more fun. Because next we're speaking. Well, we don't have a live event on the books yet.
No, nothing scheduled, but we have. People we're talking to doing them with.
Right. And even maybe some special guests that have yet to be announced. So stay tuned for that.
Do I know about that?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We discussed it.
Okay. I believe you. I just don't remember.
Doing a live event with a special crew, a couple other guys that are near and dear to our show.
Oh.
We'll see. We still got to work out the contract with them. But
I was like.
If we can pull them.
They will not sign a contract.
Well, with us, they might. That's about
I know
the only
one of
exception.
Them recently refused to sign a realtor contract to view a property.
See? See what I mean? But so stay tuned for that. That'll be live show announcements coming up in the very soon.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one. Also talking about doing like a homesteading conference. We're throwing that idea around.
Yep, that's a new one too.
So if anybody has any comments, thoughts, stuff that as an urban or new homesteader you'd like to learn or hear people talk about, right. Jay Fox, I'm talking to about dairy, small herd dairy farming for homesteading.
Yep.
I have a goat person already lined up. Mm-hmm. I will take care personally of either fancy egg laying poultry or quail, either one. And then I do have a person that is extremely good at small scale chicken production.
Mm. Okay.
That is a big part of his side like income.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, what's the purpose of the homesteading conference? Why? You know what I mean?
So to me, it would just be to share information of how you can take a very limited space and produce food either for just your family, which is fine, or excess.
Right.
To do like a little farm market, or even if you just do that community donate thing. I just seen that is getting big, mm-hmm. good, which is good.
Yeah.
Where they're doing, I think it's called like, you know, like the libraries and stuff like that.
Right.
I think it's called a community bread box.
Where you just like, basically it's a fridge out in the public and you just put whatever food you want in there.
Like I seen ladies that do like their own bread, right? So they make their own bread. Mm-hmm. So they'll seal a couple loaves in there or half loaves or whatever. And
right, yeah.
No questions asked, you know, if you're hungry or you just want to try it, you know, but
yeah,
you know, so I never ever get why somebody shouldn't feed the homeless. I don't care what you think the situation is.
Gosh,
I worked a lot
or like
around homeless and stuff like that.
Or people who lost their homes and then you're trying to help feed them and the government stops you. Like that's messed up. I think we should be allowed to give people help people.
So another one would be I'm working on some plant stuff with both herbal medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I have a person lined up for that. I just got to go talk to her.
Right, yeah.
Open the window.
Yeah. Going far.
Just yell at her.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
But I think she would be open to that.
Oh, I think so too.
And then, I guess early plants and what to pick and what to do. Plant partnerships, you know, that kind of stuff.
Shoot. I mean, the options are endless what we could discuss and talk about.
So comment or email us if you like, I really want another, like, let's say it's $15 a ticket, right? For a full day conference with raffle prizes and all that stuff. If it's $15 a ticket, what do you want to learn?
Right.
For $15 a ticket.
Right.
Because it does, you know, because we pretty much, when we do these things, we put all the money right back into it. Like for the Jamboree, that's what we pay for everything.
Yep.
Right.
Everything goes right back into it.
So we can set what you want based off the price of things.
Right.
If that makes sense. If it's $30 a ticket, you know, you get X thing. If it's $15 a ticket, you get X.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
But yeah, what you'd like to learn. I know plants, birds.
Basically, yeah. At the end of it, at the end of this conference, our goal is to inform people how to, I guess, take their... Mm-hmm. A little bit of their own sovereignty back and support themselves without relying on systems that, I guess, make us sick or that make us dependent on things rather than yourself.
I just knew somebody that just went to South Korea, podcaster I listened to.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they were talking about is there's no such thing as a yard there.
Right.
Everything's a garden.
And we got to remember South Korea is the one that is what not. No, you said the right one.
Okay.
South Korea is the one, for anyone at home listening, if they're confused, South Korea is the one that's a little more free.
Yeah.
North Korea is the one that's militant and Kim Jong.
They're very different.
Il or Un or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
The chunky one.
So they that's what they do. It's always a garden space. It's always, you know, everything is that kind of stuff. In Japan, I always love, and I've shared the videos of it, the streams that they work into the cities and how they
so
do
awesome.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's so nice. I can't imagine doing that here. You just see a turd floating down.
Now, there are places that is how it works, and there's places where it's trout and stuff like that, like actual nice environments. I'm trying to think. Fishtown is one up in Michigan that's really cool. Like, it's almost built like Venice. It's on the water
Okay.
And you can be eating at a little restaurant, look over the thing and see a 30-pound salmon swimming up a river.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool.
That's really neat.
If anybody's up near Fishtown, it's pretty neat.
Fishtown?
It's literally called Fishtown. It's,
one word?
Yeah. It has another name, but I just forgot it off the top of my head.
Like an actual name? Or
Fishtown is the actual name.
Okay.
It's like there's a bigger area, and Fishtown's a small area inside.
Like a suburb. Yeah, gotcha, okay.
Fishtown is a real place.
That's great. I'm shocked you don't live there.
I would.
Yeah, I'm shocked you haven't already.
So that's the place that, since this is a shorter episode, I'll tell you a story. That's the place when me and Emily were on our honeymoon. We went up on one of the lakes, got a boat, had a nice day.
You took her to Fishtown.
We rented a boat on Torch Lake.
Yeah.
Which is right there.
Okay.
It's a crystal clear lake and stuff like that. So we wanted to go see it. And it was awesome. I kept thinking I was going to hit stuff, though, in this big boat I rented.
Uh-huh.
I accidentally rented way too big a pontoon.
Oh, okay.
But
you
I
didn't.
Kept thinking I was going to hit stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it was because of how clear the water was.
The refraction looked shallow.
I could see logs. I'm like, I'm going to run that. And then I'd walk up to the front. It's 20 feet down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to hit that.
That's nuts.
You can see muskie everywhere. It's one of the biggest muskie fishing lakes.
That's awesome.
And they just look like big logs laying down the bottom.
That's awesome.
But they were breeding. It was during their protected time.
Mm, so you couldn't fish for them?
Yeah, you couldn't mess with them.
Okay.
And they were breeding.
Yeah.
But it was neat to see. We drove up and down where they were breeding, and you could see them rolling and stuff like that.
I've never seen a muskie that wasn't on the end of a hook.
Oh, they're really neat to watch.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Because it's completely different than pike, even though
they look
very
exactly
similar.
The same, yeah.
But their behaviors and their biology are very different animals.
Convergent evolution.
So we stopped at a dam in Fishtown. We were leaving. We put the boat back. We were getting ready to go out to dinner. And there was like a dam spillway. Mm-hmm. Everybody was fishing. I just wanted to go ask. And Emily was getting ready to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you care if I run down there for a minute? Just go ask about, you know. And she's like, no, I don't care. She's going to sleep. Because we're like an hour from the cabin anyway. So she's just going to get a little bit longer nap.
Cat nap.
I go down there. And I'm talking to these guys, and they're all super nice. And they hand me a pole, and I start fishing with them. And that's where I caught my big long-nosed sucker.
Oh,
okay. It's like a 12-pound sucker.
Yeah.
So Emily wakes up, and I'm walking back with a fish and a net that put in our cooler behind in the trunk. She's like, you didn't even take a fishing pole down there. Like, I know, the guys are super nice.
Right, yeah. It just happened. It's Fishtown. What do you expect?
I will say there were a couple not so nice people, but 90% of them were extremely nice. Like the guy later was like, here, there's an extra rod.
I think
you're
going to
stand here, fish.
That's most of the world, to be honest.
But it was really cool. It's a cool experience. And you could see in the spillway, we're standing on top of the dam.
Okay.
Fishing down below and where the water's coming over.
Yeah.
So the waterfall's right behind us.
Right.
And it's happening under us.
Okay.
But it's crystal clear. You can see it's like 40 feet down.
That's pretty cool.
And you can see into the water.
Yeah.
And then in the bubbles, so there were big suckers coming up to breed. There were salmon coming up to breed and lake trout. And then every once in a while, like a massive 40, 50-pound lake trout would swing out of the bubbles to grab a fish and go back in.
Phew.
They're hiding in the bubbles so the other fish can't see them.
Yeah.
Because it's so clear.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Monsters.
I jigged forever. I would hook little fish, like let them bite.
Yeah.
Because people, there were like little trout and everything in there that people were trying not to catch.
Yeah.
I'd let them bite and let them swim near that thing, and you'd see them. They were too smart. They could see everything.
Yeah. So they would scramble
and
get a...
They would flink. They would come out like they were going to eat it, and then the last second they'd see a hook or a line, and then they'd
turn away.
Turn back off.
They know. They
don't That's get... also probably the biggest walleye I've ever seen was right there.
Oh, really?
And it was in this little restaurant's fishing pier where you could not fish.
Oh, yeah.
And they were very, very strict about it.
Well, didn't they know that walleye?
Yeah, it was like a pet.
Right, yeah. Well fed, clearly.
Yes, no, it was huge.
What do you expect out of Fishtown, though? Anything
it's
less?
It's a cool place.
Yeah.
It's a cool place.
I'm just shocked.
Maybe we'll do a story, or maybe we'll do a live show in Fishtown.
Yeah, maybe we should, yeah. I'm just shocked you don't have like a t-shirt or a sign or some sort of Fishtown art.
We were there in the
it's like your,
off season.
Yeah.
So not a lot of the tourist stuff was open.
Tourists in Fishtown.
It is. I mean, it's like.
I believe it.
Torch Lake is like the second clearest lake in the U.S.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true. I guess it actually
it has the sandbar. That's the world famous sandbar in Torch Lake.
Oh, where it's got the really pretty like sand in it.
Yeah, but they have the floating restaurants and the DJs and all that out there.
Okay. Oh, that sounds nice.
In the summer, it's like a party.
Party, yeah. It's like Froggies down at the lake.
It's so much better.
I know.
You can drink the water, first off.
Yeah, well, people are constantly peeing in it.
Well, I'm talking about Torch Lake.
Yeah, I know.
You can't drink Indian Lakes water.
No.
You'll die.
No, yeah.
Or have an STD.
Or that too, yeah. Or be radioactive.
That happens. But no, it has like floating restaurants and floating DJ booths and all that stuff. And the sandbar is massive.
Yeah.
The pictures don't do it justice. There's some aerial photos and you see a bunch of dots. Those are all boats on sandbar.
Okay.
And there's like 500 of them.
Yeah.
With people in between them and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun.
But they're very strict, which they should be because it's such a clean, holistic body of water.
Mm-hmm.
About like you can break, if you throw bottles in that water, you're going to jail.
You're right, yeah.
There's no tickets.
Yeah.
You're going to jail.
Straight to jail.
No glass, and cans only.
Right, yeah. Now, what if you drop a can in the water?
Jail.
Oh, wow.
They're very strict about the littering thing.
Wow.
They don't ever stop anybody having a good time.
Right.
But if you're hurting their quality environment, they're...
Right.
Like that meme, straight to jail. In my country, straight to jail.
Oh, I'm not sure if I know that one.
It's just like... If somebody came to the U.S. and they're like, you have so many freedoms. My country, talk bad about president.
Straight to jail. Yeah, it's so true. We're the only...
Outside, straight to jail.
We're literally the only country in the world that has free speech. We are the only country.
But crazy. What else is coming up? So Hocking Hills is coming up.
It's Hocking Hills and Squonkapalooza.
Sorry, so Squonk is first.
Yeah, Squonkapalooza is first.
They switched weekends this year.
Yes.
Super excited for Squonkapalooza. It's at a new location, the Bottle Works.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited about it. It's coming.
We're speaking. Yours truly are speakers.
And so is Michael.
Oh, Michael's speaking at Squonk. Yeah. That's right. Yep. We just discussed that.
Yeah. So you come see us again.
Yeah. Come see us both again. I'm sure we'll have some overlap. One of us will be there.
We should just copy his presentation.
Oh. Undercut him.
Mm-hmm.
Demand we go first.
Oh, yeah. No, we have to.
Yeah. We got to go right before Michael. Our things work in tandem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would...
Not be happy.
No. That would be funny, though.
It would be. At least cover the exact same cryptids.
Or just start it off the exact same. Like, the first three
slides
are exact same. So he's, like, freaking out.
Gosh.
Oh, Michael.
And then Hocking Hills, which is 4 days.
Yes. Oh, it's 4 days this year.
Thursday to Sunday. Whew. We'll be camping. You'll see us out there in the Argo riding around.
Oh, it's going to be a long weekend.
I don't drink anymore, so it's going to be even longer. Yeah, before, when she told us, I was like, oh, yeah, 4 days. I'll just be
hammered.
Start drinking on Wednesday. Stop drinking on Wednesday.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
No.
No, we can't. Oh, that's going to be a fun, long weekend because it's at the campgrounds, like you said.
Vinton County Fairgrounds.
Something like that. It's the campgrounds down there at Hocking Hills.
It's the Vinton County Fairgrounds that have their own campground.
Oh, okay.
So it's the fairgrounds that the festival's at.
Correct.
But the fairgrounds have their own campground out back.
Correct, yes.
So it's not the Hocking Hills campground.
No. It's the fairgrounds campgrounds.
Yes. And you can rent. I think there's still spaces available. You just rent through them.
Right, yeah. So if you're listening to this now and you're planning on going and you plan on camping, I would get in a spot ASAP.
I think Gary was telling me he got a spot out there because they're going to tent camp.
Nice. Squirrel and sloth.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, we're super excited for both of those. And then we have the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, which tickets are on sale right now.
Yep, the first Saturday in October every year,
October
annually.
October 4th this year.
This year it's October 4th.
And then we don't have anything again until CryptoCon.
Right, yeah, and in November.
But we're looking at moving and homesteading here very soon.
Soon.
So a lot of that stuff's getting pushed back.
Oh, right. And I think we got a couple new reviews.
Oh, thank you. I completely forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot why I was holding my phone in my hand.
When you pull those up, and yeah, we plan on in the near future, so our future goal is just to inform you guys, keep you updated. We're going to move the studio here soon.
Yeah, the next couple weeks.
And then we're going to move. So, and that's it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
We're moving in together, actually.
Right. We're going to start the homesteading corn cult.
It's
officially going to start. So after we get it up and running, we'll have applications to put out for indentured servitude and
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
Well, you know, we're not kidding. And you know, it's wink, wink.
I actually have a book called How to Start a Cult because it's what all the major cult leaders cults did.
Right.
And what they did bad.
Right. So we're going to do it right.
You have to only feed people potatoes.
Right.
No protein.
And we've already got the potato farm started, so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys like mashed taties.
Okay, so this first review, I will read their name, because that's what we do. But I guess a little bit of a content warning for the name.
Uh-oh.
Butt Chuggington 87.
That's a solid name. I approve.
That's like a gamer tag.
100%.
My brother always had gamer tags like that.
Oh my gosh. I can't even say some of the ones we used to have.
Oh, no, I remember some of the bad ones.
When gaming was online was first newer and it was the Wild West.
For that, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So the title is The Best, and he said, y'all are the business, O-H, and then we say, I-O.
But I'm not in that cult, so I don't like saying that. That is another cult, by the way.
Oh, the
O-H-I-O gang? We're
the second, Ohio State has the second most devoted fans.
Who's first?
Texas.
I would argue that.
I've been down there for football season. It's mm-hmm. scary.
It's scary up here.
I'm not saying it's not.
It's very scary up here, especially in Columbus. And if they lose, I was down there on the street when I was in college there because I went to Columbus, Ohio State. I was down there on the street. It was a Halloween weekend when they played Penn State. And so the whole, High Street. Yeah, High Street. And which is runs right by the campus, like the main big road down downtown Columbus. They had it all blocked off for like 10, 12 blocks. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Shoulder to shoulder, people, Halloween. And they had on big screens the Penn State game plan. And everyone's just having fun at while Ohio State lost. And it was scary. It was a scary madhouse.
Philadelphia is another.
Gosh.
We were doing a fish survey right outside of Philadelphia when that happened.
When
one of the bad losses.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're nuts. And they're nuts when they win.
I may have been a win.
I don't know.
So we were on a boat and we were scared to go back to our truck.
Yeah. Philadelphia are intense.
Okay. This next one is from The Pickle Weasel.
Ooh, another solid name.
These are great names.
Yes.
Great names.
We attract the best listeners.
Yeah. The Pickle Weasel is just like, I know exactly what that is. They say, insightful and hilarious. I first saw you guys while watching Free the Rabbits, Trolls of the Ancient World. It was a good episode, and I rewatched it too many times to count. Then you guys were back on for Free the Rabbits for why do aliens look so much like us? Again, another good episode I rewatched quite a bit. Finally, I decided to check you guys out. I went back and listened to every episode and your documentaries. I've listened to a lot of episodes multiple times, including the season finales. I usually put on long episodes when I'm going to sleep. Your content is very good. I can listen again and again and again. My two favorite episodes are the one on Megalania.
Oh, okay.
And Cryptobotany when plants attack from season two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that we were like.
I almost didn't put it out.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, guys. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Pickle Weasel.
The Pickle Weasel.
Now that's the comments. That's why we do the show. That
I do
right
let
there.
No one. I always ask, you know, what's your least favorite? What's your most favorite episode?
Right. Yeah.
Because it does seem to be like the ones I'm least confident about.
Well, that one too was what was at the bottom of our charts for a
while. Cryptobotany part, or yeah, the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. The Cryptobotany, because we were like, oh, people just don't like plant cryptids apparently, because mm-hmm. that one it felt like nobody listened. Not nobody, but you know what I mean.
No, yeah.
Compared to the other episodes, that one was down. So that's awesome that that's your favorite, because I like that one. I thought that one was awesome.
Megalania is one of my favorite early ones.
That's a good one, yeah. That's the big ground sloth, right?
No.
Oh, no, Megalania. Sorry, Megatherium, yeah.
Which there are a lot of with Mega.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, yeah.
No.
Megalania. Yes, the big from Australia.
Yeah, the
yes.
Komodo dragon.
The giant Komodo dragon, yes. Off the northern coast?
All of it.
Or but, and yeah. the southern, but the western, northern, western, southern coast. I think the southern coast actually is where their last sightings were, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It's the bottom of Australia.
Yeah.
And then the...
By the rainforest.
Yeah, so that'd be the bottom of Australia
mm-hmm.
and the east coast.
It's the east coast, not the west coast?
There are rainforests on the west coast, but there's okay. nobody lives there.
You're right, right, right. I'm talking about that's where the Megalania are.
I'm sightings, though.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have two things.
People.
You have to have Megalanias and
eyes,
people.
And eyes to sight it.
Yeah.
Yes, if a tree falls in the woods.
So this has just been a little catch-up episode. We just wanted to, you know, share some stuff with you guys. Thank everybody for coming out.
Next week, we'll bring you a mustard episode. play that little ba-dumps.
I'm not gonna.
No, we haven't played that since season 2.
It's all the way, because it's like 4 pages down. All right, well, I've been the Great and Powerful Mystery.
And I've been Jay.
We'll catch you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!